Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and maybe even good night. Before you go to sleep, though, listen in. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining back in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for just being a part of this. Today's episode is going to be about relationships. It's going to be about the good, the bad, the ugly. It's going to be about finding yourself, finding out what you really want, and, well, knowing if you messed up. It seems like 2021 has been a year that everyone's going through some things. 2020 was a year I was going through some things. 2019 was a year I was going through some things, but 2021 seems like it's a year of everyone just going through some shit. Excuse my language. And honestly, it leaves us sitting in our beds 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, looking up at the ceiling, asking ourselves why. Maybe asking ourselves, am I worthy? What's wrong with me? Why can't I figure it out? Why can't I get anything straight? And I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. I think that's the important thing, is we all need to figure out that no matter who you're talking to, no matter who you're dealing with, we are all broken people. And we are all going through something in our life. I think that's what's really important, is we go day to day and we just sometimes forget. Even the people that we know, the people that we don't know, you know, one act of kindness, one hello, one smile, like, you just don't know what people are going through. And we are so good at hiding it. We are so good at hiding it. Because we don't want people to know how broken we are. And let me tell you, the more you hide it, the more you deny it, the more you keep it inside, it's gonna damage you. And it's gonna come out. The term hurt people, never really registered until I really dove deep down inside myself and figured out what is wrong with me. Because I'll tell you, I hurt some people. I hurt some people that didn't deserve to be hurt. I hurt some good people. Ones that were there for me. Ones that would do anything for me. I hurt those people. So, what I'm getting at is, you're not alone. Don't be so hard on yourself. We all have our issues. But the important thing is, we gotta figure out what those issues are before we really find ourselves in a really dark place. I don't know if you're a believer listening to this. I'm a believer. I had a hard time with my faith the past couple years, this year included. But I truly believe that if you are a believer, even if you're not a believer, you know, I'm not here to preach anything, and I'm not here to try to convert anyone into anything. But me personally, the man upstairs, he knows what he's doing. You just gotta sit back. You gotta trust the process. Don't force anything. Don't make anyone do anything. You can't. You can't. You gotta work on yourself. You gotta focus on you. Because in the end, everything happens for a reason. And if you're still listening, I think that that's really important to understand. Everything happens for a reason. And you could sit, and here's what I'm getting at, and here's my struggle. Is I kept trying to figure out why certain things happened, and I try to get a mathematical, scientific approach to it, and I try to make it make sense. Why did this happen? All right, it's got to make sense. Well, you know what? Stop. Because what you're doing is you're self-sabotaging yourself. Things happen. Take ownership. Believe in yourself. Move forward. We are people. Imperfect people. We make mistakes. We sin. We do very ugly things to people that don't deserve it. But the sooner you figure that out, the better off you're going to be. People do things to us, and we don't deserve it. The sooner you realize that, I think the better off we'll all be. Yes, there are some bad people in this world. Yes, some things. Sometimes people do horrific things on purpose. And yes, you do have people that will, unfortunately, do unto you as you have done to them. And you know what? I get it. You know, you hurt someone, so, you know, they're probably going to hurt you back. They're probably going to make you feel for it. But you can't change that. You can't make them do anything less or greater. They're going to do what they want to do. You're going to do what you want to do. But you got to find kindness in your heart. You got to know that you are deserving. You are worthy. You are somebody. There is someone out there that depends on you, that looks up to you. There is someone out there that you brighten up their day, believe it or not. You're worthy. You mean a lot to people. And I think that we struggle with that. You know, I've got kids. I've got two little girls. It's hard when you're dealing with some things in your life and you feel like you feel like you're short with them. You feel like you're not a strong enough person for them to look up to. But in the end of it, you are. You gotta take ownership. Look, relationships are hard. Life is hard. Relationships with your family is gonna be hard. Relationships with your friends are gonna be hard. Relationships with your significant other are gonna be hard. But that's life, right? Things are hard. If things were easy, well, you heard the term. Everyone would be doing it, everyone would be happy. Things aren't meant to be easy. They're meant to be a little difficult, okay? That's what shapes us to be the person that we are. That's what shapes and molds us. Things are meant to be a little difficult at times. But you have to know when you're messing up, when you're not actively seeking something better for you, your partner, your children, your family. You have to grow from that. You see, a lot of times we just get so stagnant in life and we just go with the motion. And we don't actually sit back and look and see what we actually have. And I'm telling you, sometimes you need to slow down. And you need to sit back and you need to look at what you have in front of you. You need to look and see what you had behind you. And you need to look and see how far you've come. All of those things matter. The decisions you make, yes, those things matter. It will matter what happens tomorrow and the next day, and so on and so on. You have to get up, be passionate about something, love hard, love people, do unto others as you want others to do to you. Forgive, forget, repent, and know that sometimes you mess up, and that's okay. Sometimes you're not gonna feel like you're good enough that day. That's okay. Sometimes you're gonna be short with the ones that you love. That's fine. Sometimes you're gonna let people down. That's okay. Learn from it. Grow from it. Keep pushing. Because if you don't, that's where you're gonna get stuck. What you've done in the past doesn't define you, but you can't keep making the same mistakes. People are put into your life for a reason, and you need to cherish that. Know that no matter what, you will be okay. I'm ranting. But you know, today's one of those days where you don't sleep at night. And yeah, you do. You wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, your heart and your chest it's tight. And you're thinking to yourself, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Why can't I get it right? Man, why can't I get it right? Because at one point you were doing good, and then you just go back to your same habits. You go back to your old ways. You think you're unworthy. You start doubting. And then you just hurt people. Because you shut everyone out. I'll raise my hand. I'm the first to shut everyone out. I tell you, that's not healthy. Because the way I see it is, if I shut everyone out, no one can hurt me. But you know what that does? Is that hurts the people that actually care about you. But all you're thinking about is you're just being selfish. I'm going to shut everyone out. No one can hurt me now. Nope. Everything I thought, maybe it's not going to work. Nope. Shut them out. Shut them out so no one can get close. And then now look at yourself. You are alone. You can't sleep. You're doing the cycle again. And let me tell you, stop doing the cycle each and every time. It's a habit that you gotta break. It's a habit that you're going to break. Because you got this. Keep pushing. Don't take one day for granted. Because you got people that depend on you. Okay? Look, you may not have a significant other. And you may be asking yourself, well, who's dependent on me? Well, you know what? You probably have a job. You probably have a career. Okay? Those people are depending on you. You probably have loved ones, a family. Mom, dad, sister, brother. Those people depend on you. You have friends. Better yet, go to those people. Reach out to them. Ask them how they're doing. You'd be surprised You'd be really surprised when you have a deep intellectual conversation with someone, you find out what they're really going through. You'd be really surprised. See, that's the problem, is that until we actually go through some trauma in our own life, we more than likely don't have those difficult conversations with people that we love. Heck, I'll be the first. I just found out my sister's going through some things, and you know, we don't really talk as much. I found out she's going through some hard times, and it's like, wow. Yeah, she's going through some things too. Things that I can relate to, surprisingly. So, you're sitting there, wondering what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, relationships are hard. The people you care about can actually push them away because you don't know how to love. You feel like maybe you're not worthy of being loved. You probably need to stop what you're doing. Maybe not actually stop what you're doing, but just sit back sometime today, sit back and ask yourself, what is it that I want out of life? Who do I want to be with? Who do I not want to be with? Who have I hurt? Who has hurt me? Who can I actually depend on? Who's been there for me? Those are the things. Now, the holidays are coming up, and if you have a loved one, you got to slow down and actually appreciate that person. Yeah, they probably are sick of your crap sometimes, and you're probably sick of their crap sometimes, and there are going to be days where you are more than likely pissed at them, mad at them because they said something, because they did something, or maybe because they didn't do something. That's when we as adults have to actually sit down and talk. You have to communicate. You have to communicate. I don't care how compatible you are with your spouse or significant other. No one can read minds. Now, you can kind of figure out and understand what's going on, but you cannot read minds. Okay. You have to communicate. If something makes you mad, tell them. In a good way, sit down and have a conversation. Something upsets you, let them know. You don't like the way they're doing things, or like, you have to communicate. I'm telling you this right now because sooner or later it's going to be too late one day, and you're going to sit back and you're going to be like, "Wow. All I had to do was open up my mouth." I'm telling you, it starts with the smallest thing. And it just, oh, I'm not going to say anything. Oh, they put their shoes in the hallway again. I'm not going to say anything. And then the next thing happened. Oh, they didn't load the dishwasher. I'm not going to say anything. They didn't do something else right. I'm not. And it just continues and continues and continues until either you're not communicating, and what's even worse is that you probably go communicate with someone else. And we'll talk about that at another point. But the moment you stop communicating is the moment you hold stuff in and you start talking with it with someone else, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, or another person. Don't do that. The moment one thing stops you from communicating with your partner is the moment you need to sit back and realize that you are a grown-ass individual and you need to sit down and you need to have a conversation with them. a civil conversation.
Okay.
No yelling, no cussing. And you know what? Don't even, like, have a text. Like, maybe, okay, maybe send a text. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you have to have a physical, face-to-face conversation with someone. Because things get misinterpreted when it's through the phone or text. Like, we've all been there. I thought you meant this. I thought, no, the tone was different. Okay, well, let's not do that. Talk to them face-to-face. Or on the phone. I know a lot of people are in long-distance relationships. Better yet, Skype them, Duo, FaceTime, so you can see their face. So you can see if they're smiling or not smiling. Like, you know your partner. Talk. I mean talk. Talk until you can't talk anymore. When you do that, you'd be surprised what you find out. I think that's what's wrong with a lot of people these days, including myself, is we don't want to talk. We don't want to communicate. And the sad thing is, we do this to people, and then we end up isolated and alone, and then we want to talk. It's crazy. It's like, you know what? No, I'm not gonna talk to you. I'm not going to talk to anyone. I'm just going to sit and mellow and do me. 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks goes by, and then guess what? You're still sitting, mellowing, doing you. Yeah, you've probably had some help, gone to therapy, but then you're like, well, wait a minute. I actually want to talk to that person. And that's where you mess up. Because you can't shut someone out for however long you want to, and then expect to go back to them and expect them to, okay, yeah, let's talk. No, you can't do that. You need to talk right then and there. And when someone's begging you to talk to them, you better not walk away and not talk. I'm telling you, we've all been there. I know we have. We've been there and we've done that to other people. We've had people beg us to talk to them, and we still didn't talk. And we've been on the other side of the rope where we've begged people to talk to us, and they didn't talk. That damages people. Hurt people hurt people. That's all I'm saying. So, pick yourself up. Apologize if you did something wrong. Apologize. If they don't want to talk to you, don't be crazy. I admit I've done it, you know. But before you apologize, actually dive deep within yourself and figure out what you did wrong. And figure out how do you prevent that from happening again. Look, they don't have to take you back. You don't have to take them back. But you know deep down in your heart whether or not you have a connection with someone and whether or not you were wrong or right. Do as to others as you want done to you. People are fragile. You don't get to damage someone, hurt someone, and then just act like it's gonna be okay. It's a lot, but the thing is, it's really not that hard. You know what a lot of it is? You know what it is? Self-pride. You're so damn prideful. You know what? Cut that pride crap out. Forget your pride, okay? So, take some time, and don't be so hard on yourself. Not only that, take some time, and don't stress too much. I think if you can sit down, dive ask yourself and really learn why you're doing the things that you're doing, I think a lot of good can come from it, you know? That's what makes life so special. I think we get so caught up on the mistakes that we make that we don't actually look and see all the good things that we've done. We're not bad people. That person's not a bad person. They've had things happen to them that makes them do the things that they do, but they're not bad, okay? Yes, there are some very bad people, once again, I get that. But I think, for the most part, we all have good intentions. You see, we are going to screw up. People are not perfect. I'm telling you. Those people you idolize, the people you work with, your friends, you know, a lot of times we'll sit and be like, man, if I could just get my shit straight like they got them. Nope, don't do it. Because I'm here to tell you, I've had some really bad things happen to me, and I've done some really bad things to people. And until those things happened, and until someone's actually sat down with me and talked to me about their story, about what they've gone through, I had no idea. I'm telling you, I had no idea. And you would be amazed at what people have gone through in their life and how it has shaped and formed them to be the person they are today. So, don't hold grudges. Now, I'm not saying don't let people walk all over you. I mean that sincerely. And don't walk all over people, okay? But don't hold grudges. If someone did you wrong, you know what? As hard as it can be, let it go. If someone wants to apologize to you, and they mean it, take that apology. Now, what you want to do with that apology is up to you. You have to figure out that there's a bigger picture. Maybe that person didn't turn out to who you thought they were going to be. And that's okay. Because maybe they haven't figured out who they want to be. And you know what? You can't change that. You can't. You can support them. You can be there for them. But in order for them to change, they have to want to change. No one can do that but them. So, maybe you do have to let go. Maybe you have to give them some time to figure out what they want, who they are. Maybe you need time to figure out what you want, who you are. That's perfectly fine. But there has to be good intentions to that. There has to be real meaning towards it, and there has to be communication between two people to let the other one know what they're going through, how they feel, and what they want. Now, a lot of times, people get that confused, and I'm not here to preach anything once again, but I'm also here to kind of clear that little muddy water, you know. There are times when maybe you do need to let go for a little while. Let that person figure out what they need to do. Let that person, I don't know, let that person just do them. But there needs to be clear communication. Maybe y'all need a break. maybe you don't need a break. I see it all the time. Here's the thing, like I had to remove myself from TikTok, relationship talk, toxic talk. I had to remove myself because there was so much good and bad influence on there about if they hurt you, let them go. The disrespect was closure. You know, I get it. I do. I get it. But you gotta take a step back, because what you see on TikTok or whatever social media platform you're going through, because TikTok's algorithms, you know, once you're on the sad talk, relationship talk, like it you're just stuck in that, and that is unhealthy. Okay, there's some good advice on there, but also not all that advice applies to you. You have to sit back and figure out what situation you are in and figure out what you need to do. And yes, you probably need to talk to people, talk to your friends, talk to your family, get advice, but also you need to understand where you're getting your advice from. You need to sit back and say, you know what? Who am I getting this advice from? Okay, my friend. Okay, let's look at their life. Okay, are they happily married? Are they in a good standing relationship? Are they doing unto others as they would want done to them? Are they actually a good human being? See, because a lot of times we will talk to people that aren't giving sound good advice. It sounds good, but then look back and see, well, hang on a second, they're on their fourth marriage, they're about to get divorced again, they're off. Forget them. Dump them. You know, the best way to forget someone is to get under someone. Like, no, I'm telling you, don't do it. Listen to people, yes, but more importantly, sit back and evaluate those people, where they're at in life, what they've done, who they are now, and also what they've done in the past. See, because a lot of times, I am a Christian, I've had trouble with my faith, but a lot of times, what I've been doing is listening to non-Christian people, and those people weren't giving me the best advice. It sounded good, but they actually weren't giving me the best advice. So be careful who you get your advice from. It's your aunt, it's your uncle, your parents. You know, you have loved ones that you do love, but also look and see where they're at in life and figure out if they're giving you good sound advice. Sometimes maybe they're not. In the end, you know what your heart wants. Maybe what your gut's telling you. But you have to sit back and you have to evaluate everything. Don't rush into anything. Just be careful. See, because also what happens is when you get into a trouble in your relationship, you get into a tricky situation to where, I talk to my girlfriends, I talk to my guy friends, and I never liked them anyways. Oh, y'all are having bad times. Well, this is what happened with me. This is what they're probably doing. So you know what? Forget them. Go do you. Go do what makes you happy. Like, hang on a second. Like, you know, that's the problem too, is that you gotta have good friends, a good circle that supports a healthy relationship. That's hard to find nowadays, by the way. But you gotta have a good support group. Because those people telling you to drop them and be so quick to move on to someone else, like, hang on, like, those people actually need to be telling you to look within yourself. Those people actually need to ask you, okay, what did you do? Did you contribute to your troubles right now in your relationship? Because it does take two people to tango. And a lot of times, it's not always one person's fault. I'm not picking sides here, but a lot of times it's not just one person's fault. And you do have to sit back and ask yourself, truly ask yourself, what could I have done better? See, that's what makes us really good people, is you put the pride aside and you say, you know what? What could I have done better? And maybe there's nothing you could have done better, but at least you acknowledge the fact that you are asking yourself, what could I have done better for this to work? See, because love is tricky. Relationships are tricky. But love is tricky. Because a lot of times we think we know what love is. The good feelings, this person is my soulmate. This person makes me feel good. They're always there to talk to me. They're always giving me good advice. I can always count on them. Those things are love. Don't get me wrong. That's love. But you know what else is love? Is willing to accept the fact that this person hurt me, and I am willing to still talk to them, to own my own faults, to figure out what I can do so that we can still love each other. That's love. The love is putting the pride aside and forgiving someone for hurting you. That's love. A lot of times, I'll tell you this, we aren't capable of loving someone because we're not capable of doing that. When you ask yourself, this person hurt me. Now, I get it. A lot of times someone can hurt someone repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly until that person says, you know what? Enough is enough. I have to love myself before I can ever let you love me again, or I can love you. And I get that. But when that other person decides to finally come around, decides to admit that they've been wrong, to actually work on themselves, and the two of you can sit down and have a civil conversation and figure out where you went wrong and actually put the blame on yourself and come to some sort of resolution and agreement, that's love. That's unconditional love. But I'll be the first to say that's hard to do. That's hard to do when you find out some things. You don't want to love them. Actually, what am I saying? You do want to love them when you find out some really hard things, but you don't know how to because you're hurt. You're hurting inside. Don't take anyone for granted, ever. Because you may not know when their last day is going to be here, and you may not know what they're going through. I'm just now learning about childhood traumas and how they can reflect your relationships. And let me tell you, that stuff is real. And that's where you really probably need to dive back into it and, okay, did I have a good childhood? What do I remember about my childhood? And you probably have blocked off some things that you don't want to remember, but you probably need to go and remember those things. Unblock that stuff. Because maybe that's why you're having a hard time in your relationship nowadays. Maybe you have never been able to count on someone. Maybe you actually have never felt like what true love is, unconditional love is. Maybe you've witnessed in your childhood trauma, neglect. Maybe as a child you went through your parents being divorced. All of that affects who we are to this day. And I will tell you, it's taken me 35 years to finally figure that out. I wish I would have figured that out sooner. But it takes us doing someone wrong. It takes us making mistakes. It takes us taking full ownership to actually dive within ourselves and say, you know what? Why am I doing the things that I do to the people that care about me, that love me, that haven't really mistreated me? Why am I doing that to them? You try to justify it. There's no justification to it. Don't do it. Don't bother with it. So yes, you're gonna have some hard days with people, your significant other, and you're gonna have some good days. The good days always trump the bad days, but the bad days you kind of hold on to, because when someone hurts us, we don't ever want to let that go. You hurt me, I'm going to hold you responsible for that. And that's, in a way, that's okay. Because people have to be held accountable for their actions. I get that. But holding someone accountable is one thing. You need to sit down, you need to talk about what happened, why you're holding them accountable, and what they can do to fix that. I see it all the time where you get hurt in a relationship. The relationship ends. You take your damaged goods. You don't work on yourself, but you take your damaged goods and you bring them to another relationship right off the bat. I mean, hot and heavy. And you know what happens? Most of the time, you end up hurting someone else. Or, even worse, that person ends up hurting you. So now you've gone through two heartaches right off the back while the old one was still fresh. And that causes us to mentally, physically break down. And we don't need that. You don't need to do that to yourself. There's nothing wrong with taking time to yourself, sitting back, saying, you know what? I got hurt. I hurt you. Let me figure out why. That doesn't mean I'm going to work on myself. Oh, I'm going to go have fun with other people. No. That means swallow your pride, sit your ass down, and get to work. Because if you don't do that, it's going to come back. It's going to come back to you. So, work on yourself. Have a good support group. Understand what is triggering you. Be a better person. And if you can't be a better person for you, for your own self, then who are you really doing it for? So you see, because when you become a better person, then you can actually love, care. But But you walk around with a chip on your shoulder. You walk around because someone did you wrong. You walk around because you have past trauma, unhealed trauma, and you reflect that onto everyone else. It's only a matter of time before you self-destruct. And I'm telling you, that's not pretty. It takes two to tango, communication, willing to work things out, willing to understand people's backgrounds. That's a big one. A lot of times we get into relationships and, you know, we're quick to go to the bedroom, get hot and heavy. Hey, but what we don't do is actually have intellectual conversations with someone about their past. Why did their previous relationship not work? How was their relationship with their mom and dad growing up? Are their parents divorced? Are they still together? Are they good people in the community? Are they Christians? Do they go to church? You know, those last two things, okay. It's not for everybody. But you have to really sit back and ask yourself, who am I getting into a relationship with? Because if you don't, those things will surface at some point. And when they do surface, you probably won't know how to react to them. Thus, treating someone neglectfully, thus, ending things on bad terms, thus, lying, thus, not being emotionally available, thus, leading people on. Those are all not good things that you do to people that hurt people, and then those people hurt people, and it's just a continuing cycle. Stop what you're doing. Ask yourself, who am I? What am I capable of? How is my past reflected me to who I am today? Am I ready to take on a relationship? Am I ready to take things seriously? Am I ready to have hard conversations with someone that I love? You do those things, and I think for the most part, you're going to be okay. But it's got to come within, from within. Can't come from someone else. You have to do the work internally. And you gotta take that pride crap away. So, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know. But I know that we're all going through something. And I know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So, give yourself a second chance. Give maybe that person another chance. Only if they've shown you that they are changing, can communicate. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's just gonna come back on you, and you're gonna self-destruct.